Imagine neurosurgeon Mark McLaughlin sprawled in a dark hospital locker room, mentally preparing to make a 6-inch incision into a patient's back. Unlike colleagues who check emails before operations, McLaughlin follows a ritualized 5 P's routine developed during his wrestling career, pausing to focus, thinking about the patient, mentally rehearsing each surgical step, offering self-affirmations, and saying a prayer. This systematic approach to mental preparation helped transform him from an average wrestler into a state champion and now guides his work in one of medicine's most demanding specialties. In our increasingly competitive professional landscape, where a single presentation or interview can determine career trajectories, the science of mental preparation has never been more relevant. Whether you're an athlete, executive, surgeon, or student, the moments before performance matter enormously. The right pre-performance routine can be the difference between choking and excelling when it matters most. 7-year-old violin prodigy Noah Kageyama's first encounter with performance anxiety came from witnessing another young performer's on-stage meltdown. Though he continued excelling at Juilliard and performing with adult symphonies, subtle anxiety symptoms began affecting his playing: sweaty hands, wandering mind, and inconsistent performances. Harvard researcher Allison Wood Brooks made a groundbreaking discovery. Singers who reframed their anxiety as excitement significantly outperformed nervous ones. In subsequent studies, karaoke singers who declared, "I'm so excited," before performing scored 80.52%, while those who said, "I'm so anxious," scored just 52.98%. This reappraisal technique works because anxiety and excitement are physiologically similar states, making it easier to shift between them than to attempt achieving calmness. While over 90% of people believe in calming down before performing, the Yerkes-Dodson law shows that moderate arousal levels, not complete calm or excessive stress, yield peak performance. Think of managing your pre-performance state not as a simple volume control, but as a mixing board where you fine-tune different emotions to find your optimal blend. Stephen Colbert rings a bathroom bell and touches hands with every backstage worker before hosting, while Jerry Seinfeld reviews notes until exactly 5 minutes before showtime. These aren't mere quirks, they're pre-performance rituals that serve vital psychological functions. Though neither fully understands why these rituals work, their belief in them likely enhances their performance. Pre-performance preparation involves 3 key elements: routines, systematic sequences; rituals, consistent actions; and superstitious behaviors, actions given magical significance. Research consistently shows that well-designed routines improve performance outcomes. For teams, Harvard professor Michael Norton found that collective rituals boost cohesion more than individual preparation. Groups performing synchronized activities together showed improved task completion, better deadline management, and stronger team bonds. The concept of positive contagion further illustrates ritual's power. Golfers told their putter belonged to a PGA player perceived the hole as 9% larger and made 32% more successful putts, despite using identical equipment. When Yelp's SVP Erica Gallo Saliato addresses 650 sales representatives in her gold sequin pants, she exemplifies the art of the motivational speech, connecting individual efforts to company success. While self-motivation remains personal, leaders must master motivating others, a skill typically learned through observation. Though motivational speeches are cultural staples, their effectiveness varies by context. Modern high performers favor strategy over pure emotion. General Stanley McChrystal's Special Forces briefings follow a simple formula: stating the mission, explaining its importance, expressing confidence, citing past successes, and calling for action. Research shows athletes prefer tactical information against unknown opponents, but respond to emotional appeals as underdogs or in championship games. Berkeley's Barry Staw found that angry halftime speeches can improve performance, but only when used sparingly and not as a default approach. The most effective motivation combines emotional resonance with clear information through three elements: direction-giving language to reduce uncertainty, meaning-making language to establish importance, and empathetic language to show personal concern. T.J. Connolly, DJ for the Boston Red Sox and New England Patriots, proved music's impact when his timely playing of Daft Punk's Get Lucky helped fuel a Patriots comeback from a 24-0 deficit. Leading expert Kostas Karagiorgis identifies four elements of motivational music: rhythm/tempo, musicality, cultural impact, and personal association, with rhythm and musicality being primary. Music enhances performance by synchronizing movements, improving mood, controlling arousal, and reducing perceived exertion. Kostas calls it a type of legal performance-enhancing drug. The Rocky theme, Eye of the Tiger, demonstrates these principles perfectly. A 1995 study showed improved runner performance after listening to it, with co-writer Jim Peterik crediting its 30-second intro's heartbeat-like guitar pattern and building power chords. Music can boost performance before and during various activities, including office work. For focus, instrumental music with unfamiliar melodies works best, though personal choice is crucial. Mandatory office-wide music typically reduces productivity. At West Point Center for Enhanced Performance, sports psychologist Nate Zinser creates personalized motivational soundtracks combining music with affirmations of past successes and future potential to build confidence before performance. Sports psychology pioneer Coleman Griffith established the Research and Athletics Laboratory in 1925. His Psychology of Coaching, 1926, outlined pregame motivation techniques, including leveraging opponents' tactics, criticism, past achievements, and alumni inspiration to energize athletes. Startup CEO Jonathan Jenkins builds confidence for high-stakes presentations by starting with a memorized autobiographical introduction. This allows him to operate on autopilot during the most nerve-wracking opening moments, using what Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman calls System 1 thinking, automatic and effortless, before transitioning to custom content. Visual priming can also boost confidence subconsciously. Call center workers who saw images of runners crossing finish lines or context-specific photos of successful colleagues raised more money than unprimed workers. Harvard's Amy Cuddy found power posing increased testosterone and decreased stress hormones, while Columbia's Adam Galinsky showed writing about personal power moments improved interview performance. In 1988, a Warren Hills High School football team received rotting carnations with a taunting note supposedly from rivals. Fueled by anger, they won 21-6, later learning their coaches had planted the fake message to spark motivation. While anger's performance impact varies by activity, rivalry itself consistently drives improvement. Norman Triplett's 1890s research showed cyclists performed markedly better racing against others than alone, demonstrating competition liberates latent energy not ordinarily available. This competitive drive powers achievement beyond sports, from Lincoln's team of rivals to Manhattan Project scientists. Modern workplaces tap this through sales leaderboards and gamification. T-Mobile CEO John Legere embodied this principle by openly taunting larger competitors, even hiring skywriters to mock AT&T. This underdog positioning proved effective, as consumers typically favor smaller companies against industry giants. While competitive motivation works best when reserved for key moments rather than daily use, it can transform adequate performance into excellence, but only atop a foundation of focused practice.